so valid. And when I was taken on, I was put on other workers' cases. But letters began to come back praising the reports I had sent in. And they decided to put it in my own name. However, had I applied for a job with all this recommendation, I would have only started and stayed at the lowest salary because I didn't have a certificate. That was the story. And that didn't enthrall me. Although I enjoyed taking the social histories, I found it very interesting, these psychiatric histories. I do pride myself that I'm able to. Cooperatively, I should say, on their part, cooperatively get them to help them to twist their arms, they tell me.
Did you feel, while you were working in the county, that there was discrimination against the women employees?
Oh, no. How could you, when they were all women?
No, but I mean, in other positions, you had no contact with people, other people at all. Were the women getting the same pay?
Oh, yes. Well, there were, as I say, there were no social workers. There were no male social workers at that time.
The supervisors were women as well?
The supervisors were women. Then there began to be a few men, but the supervisors got more in pay, but they got the same pay. Oh, no, the men and the women got the same pay. So there was no, you knew when you went to take an examination that this was the pay that was being paid. So there was no, there could be no discrimination in the civil service there.
In other aspects of your life, have you felt at any time beside those early years when you were at Barnard that women were unjustly treated and unfairly treated, they weren't treated as being equal, or did you feel that that had changed?
You mean had improved?
Mm-hmm. Or did you personally feel in various times of your life any kind of unequal treatment because you were a woman?
I personally didn't experience it because I didn't look for anything. I only became aware of it as I heard of others, the women in the field, but not personally. If you ask anything, I didn't even feel that at that stage of the game. But I think I know I was more aware of Jewish discrimination than I was against the discrimination of women. No, not in that field. I wasn't enough in and out of in another world. I didn't work in another office to say to know that somebody was paid, a man was paid more for the same job that I was doing. And as I say, unless I met people, I didn't even know.
And how about general attitudes towards women?
What do you mean?
Well, there are general attitudes about women in society that were extant at various times. Do you feel that?
Well, that has obtained until this day. You still see it. You still see it. I had a friend. Her husband was a Russian Jew. She was from Vienna, or near Vienna. And he came to live in Vienna, I think it was. And he absorbed enough of the old culture. He came here to America. They came here to America after the First World War. And he had a brother here that was wealthy. So he put him in a business, an apartment house business. So he was in a business. He himself was an engineer. He couldn't get a job as an engineer for some reason or other. I don't know what happened. The business went down to the point where I think they practically had to give it up, if it didn't give them up. He opposed her going to work at that time. Well, she fought through that, and then she was much needed to work. She worked, he died just not long ago, 2 months ago. And he became very sick, and she still worked. She was also subject to migraine headaches. whatever the cause of that may be, he never lifted a finger to help her, because a man didn't do that kind of work. I mean, this still obtains. It's the young people today where you see young couples going together. The kids that live together, where they get to work together, they know, and they help each other out. But that thing has carried on till this day among many men. I know people, a man doesn't think of getting up with a dish and take it in. So you see, it's still here with us. Nice people who believe in in equal rights. But that's women's work. You just don't do it. You're getting an overall because I'm not giving any history at all. I'm just talking.
That's okay. Did you have just one child, or did you have
one? I wanted more, but it didn't work out that way. I couldn't seem to carry it, and I don't know. And then when I probably could, after some surgery, I thought he was too old by that time. We were tied up too. You know, when you can control it, and you know you haven't got enough or a lot, and you're struggling along, a teacher's salary and a social worker's salary weren't terribly magnificent. So I thought if I had one, I'd have to have two, because they should at least be companions. My son was then at least 12 years old, 13 years old. So I never had any more, which was a mistake.
Do you, when you were working, when your son was 8, or so you say, he went back to school, now back to work, did you have someone taking care of him?
I couldn't afford it. When I went to school, and yeah, I was broke as a, at that time we were just as poor as church mice. We had lost what we'd had. Our apartment's business had gone down. My husband just began to teach. It was a tight time for us.
So essentially, you really don't see very many changes that have occurred for women. You see the same struggle going on without much change, or do you think there has been some change?
I wouldn't say that. You know, the very fact that the liberation movement has suddenly started shows you that progress has been made. And I use that as that I've used that whole idea as a very good argument for a lot of things. You know, people were terribly discouraged after the election debacle. My grandson, who's in Washington, his wife worked for McGovern there, and she was terribly upset about it. So he called me the next day and he said he wanted to commiserate with me because he knew that I had been instrumental in opening up a headquarters for our club here in this area. And finally he said, Grandma, Ellen wants to know what keeps you going. And I said, well, experience has taught me you just pick up the pieces and begin all over again. And you take, I point this out to everybody that's so terribly discouraged. It's the old story of three steps forward and two steps back. It took at least 70 years for the struggle of women to get to the point where we got this, the 19th Amendment. And who dreamed at that time that it would take 50 years before, not before you got anything, but before you aroused the women to do it? Which shows you how is it the wheels of progress churn inexorably? No. I had it right yesterday, I can't say it now. But they turn inexorably fine, something like that. It's the same thing. It's slow, you go. And that's the way it is. You can't turn people overnight. You don't make them overnight.
Do you feel that the women's movement in the 1910s, say, that period, reached many fewer people then than the current movement is reaching?
It's obvious. You didn't have the media. And then it took these years to overcome the... even women, to make them see that they should. You see, the trouble with women, too, was this. Many women married to be supported. They shouldn't have to work. And that's where the difficulty lay. It wasn't until many years later that the women began to go out of the home and go to work, not because they had to anymore, but because they didn't want to stay home and do housework. And then, of course, with many of the devices, cleaning devices and what have you, that also made it not necessary, but there was no reason for staying home, no excuse. Mingling with the outer world, they liked it, that's all. They didn't want it in the beginning, but they liked outside contact. They liked the feeling of feeling dressed up. They liked the feeling of getting recognition.
So you feel one of the problems was that the focus was so narrowly on just the vote.
It was the process of evolution, that was all. It just took that time to get to it. You'll find women all over the world I was in Switzerland, and I talked with some of the women there. I was up in the mountains, and it's isolated. In the winter time, it's snowbound. They're up in the mountains. And you would think there'd be a certain amount of camaraderie, something, nothing. The women didn't even have a right to have a bank account. Nothing. And the women didn't seem to want it. This woman that I spoke to told me that in Zurich, which is a modern city, the women there were beginning to wake up and beginning to push things. Since that time, I think I think they've gotten the vote now. Mm-hmm. In Switzerland.
I don't think so. I think it was voted down.
Hmm?
I think it was voted down.
So they got something. And I was surprised at the time. Because I knew women can't even make out a check. And they don't even care to. They didn't hobnob with each other. The women didn't visit back and forth. And if you don't have contact, you're again as like a country bumpkin like I was. You just don't know. You have to know what the rest of the world is doing before you think you want it. No, I think it's just the sort of the course of evolution. And it's everything ties together with the conveniences of homekeeping and all that. And don't forget that the progress, some of these things have come in bunches. My generation has spanned part of the 18th and the 19th and 20th centuries. Terrific changes, such as there never will take place again, took place in these years. You must realize that. So many inventions, so many things took place, which must have had some impact on the people, more than before. Well, I don't know that I agree with them in this respect. People change slowly. They accept new ideas very slowly. And you can't expect a child to walk before it learned to crawl. And it's the same thing with ideas of that kind. Excuse me. Oh, no, I'm just simply saying it's a process of evolution. And these last 100 years, I think, progress has accelerated to such a point that it dragged people along with it. And the women got involved. It's somehow or other, something happens, a time happens when people do things at one time. There's no explaining it. Just why the young people all of a sudden began to become active in something. Or the time just seemed to be right for it. And that's why I say that we're far from it yet. I belong to the Women for Legislative Action, and we first sponsored, and now it's on its own, a child care legislation to get child care centers, and that's now working on its own. They've gotten a number of people. Well, these are the things. These are the things. So women will be free. So your whole attitude changes, the whole thing, the devices of the keeping house, taking care of children. Then again, whether it's good for children to be home all the time with mama, or the idea that mothers don't have to be home all the time to have a very strong influence on children. And a lot of things take place. One thing interacts with the other.
Do you think that getting the vote made any difference in terms of how women felt about themselves?
Oh, I think so, because of course it had. It had to. It had to. The very fact that you're going to vote, whom are you going to vote for, you begin to talk about, as foolishly as you may, as little as you may, but you talk to people, you ask about it, you don't go out and just take a blanket and just sign it. There isn't anybody with that blanket, but when he or she talks to somebody about it, that's a little contact with the outside world.
So you think open more channels to the world?
Oh,
then?
Yes, it had to. Well, look how many more women are in it. Just look how many more women are active now in the places they are. They did get there. I do think this. I think that some women put too much emphasis on the fact that men keep them there. I think that the women themselves didn't come up enough. They could have done it if they had wanted to. If you want to get something, you could fight it through and get there. Take your lawyers, for instance, women lawyers. There was nothing to prevent them from studying law. And more people didn't. And once you're in the law business, you have a chance to begin to fight. I'm using that as an example. You have a chance to fight for something. You have the opportunity, the place. But if you don't get there, you just don't have it. That's all there is to it. So everybody, when all the women you got through college, you went to teach. And I wasn't made of teaching stuff.
When you look back, you don't feel that, in terms of your own career, that anything was ever blocked for you because you were a woman. You would have done exactly
the
same
thing. No, I didn't do enough. I didn't do enough to get myself blocked. Let me put it that way. Maybe had I gone to a private agency and found that the man doing the same work that I was doing got different pay, I might have been alerted to it, but I didn't. Because I went in where, first thing, where only women were at that time, and then later on, where the men got the same pay.
Do you regret at all not having gotten involved in a professional career earlier?
I don't know whether it's professional career. You see, you got me sort of over a barrel, because in my case it is so much self-analysis. Had my whole background and certain things been different in my life, certain aggressiveness that I may have now might have shown then. See what I mean? The only thing I will say, that I feel that education is all wrong anyway. I no longer feel that. I think that kids go to college too soon for some of the subjects they take. They go as a routine. It's routine to go to college, because the better jobs now are those who have college degrees, even if it's only being a bus driver in Depression times. And they take a lot of courses that they have to take that don't mean anything to them, because they're not mature enough. If they were taught, this is my feeling now, if they were taught, unless kid knows specifically what he wants to do. For instance, let me take my own son. My son is professor of medicine at UCLA. He's made quite a reputation for himself. He's been in Who's Who this year, last year from 1972, I understand. And he travels a great deal. He does lecturing and teaching. He's connected with UCLA. He never was in private practice. From the time that he was 8 years old, he wanted to be a doctor. Well, and he never wavered. In a case like that, he goes through, and he knows what he's aiming for. In my case, I didn't know. I frankly didn't know. When I was a child, I wanted to be a doctor, so I wanted to be, I don't know. But when it came to face realities, I forgot about it. I don't know. I wasn't exposed enough. And that's what I feel is the matter with so many of the kids going through school, even today. Of course, they don't have to take the math courses I had to take, and the Latin courses, and the certain courses that you just don't get anything until you're older and have lived a little bit, and they begin to have a meaning for you.
Did you feel that the school was not very helpful in giving adequate direction?
I have felt very strongly that my going to Barnard, my college education, didn't do me a hell of a lot of good. Because I came out just as scared and just as ignorant as I went in. Because after when all is said and done, you've got to face the world. And school in those days, it was isolated. You went to school, and then you went,
Because there was one of the women I've been doing a series of interviews on was graduated from Smith College in 1909, and she said that she felt very strongly that it gave them absolutely no direction what a woman could do out in the world and at the same time have a family, that there was just no direction given for a woman at all.
Well, I wouldn't say, that's a big thing, doing both. But they didn't give me any direction at all wherever I was going. There was no discussion. I had as my advisor, a counselor, I still remember her, Miss Hurst. She was a Latin professor from Oxford. Cold as ice, as distant as could be. I needed somebody that would break down and talk to me. Somebody would advise me, would really warm up. I never got that. And so I felt frustrated all my time in school. I took the courses and I got the degree. But I didn't feel they prepared me for anything. I did because I didn't know about other things. Well, whenever I get letters constantly for money for it. I just can't give. I just don't feel that way about it. I mean, I don't have that sense of loyalty to Barnard or Columbia, although it's different today. My granddaughter went to Santa Cruz, and that's the experimental school, you know. And I've never been able to quite figure out. She graduated in 3 years, and it seemed to me like she was picking her own courses. So I said, well, how'd you get your baby? She said, well, I took the courses I had to take. That's it. She's got a job now. She's 21 years old. She's a house mother for an agency that runs private cottages, like, for boys. Though it's a non-profit agency that maintains a number of these places. They keep, like, private homes for delinquent girls or boys that are sent there by the juvenile court. They're between 15 and 21 when they have them. And I didn't get it.
Have you ever regretted not working since you quit in the 1940s?
No, because I've been active. I've been doing some of the things I thought I should do. I've worked with the. I've been in the. I worked with one organization for a little while I belonged to one organization, it's very active. We did work, but we worked for legislation. The Women's Legislative Action is for that. Constantly keeping our people alerted to writing letters, to doing things, what laws they should know, what's pending, keeping them informed. spending money on these different things, making contributions, which you won't get from people, you can't always get from people, because they're working, and no time for it. So I just didn't feel that I was wasting my time. That's it.
Also, their attitudes towards what's happened, since then, and what they expected and what they think, in fact, did happen, and how they feel about the progress or lack of it of things.
Well, what do you find among some of those older people? No progress? Slow progress?
Very little.
I wouldn't say very little. I wouldn't say that at all, because it's moving, and it's moving, I think, at a faster rate. It's gaining momentum, I think. As I said, these last 100 years have been the cause of changes. And
I think
part of it is the women themselves, because they didn't move forward.
So many of the people have felt that.